Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Oh, it's such a joy to know that you're listening and you want more of God in your life. Oh, what a blessing to me. It will be 30 years here in September that we've been on the air, and I'm so grateful to the Lord Jesus. Tired is never an issue when you give God the first part of your day. And that's been the way it's been since 1975 when I first got into the Word. And you know how John used to say, no Bible, no breakfast? Well, that was true all through these years. And there are times that I go without breakfast. And he just continues to bless and to rejuvenate. So there had been times that we worked till midnight, and the tiredness, yes, you want to go to bed and just get a few hours of sleep, but that tiredness and that exhaustion doesn't come upon a believer who truly gives God the first part of their day. And I really recommend that for you. Pure joy in the middle of a trial can seem like an unreasonable request. But if you remember, you're not alone. Your faith is gaining strength. And as you're being prepared for greater things, joy in its purest form will surface. Yes, the trials may come and they may seem so unreasonable. And how could that happen? The little foxes in Song of Solomon, the little foxes want to spoil your day. And it happened yesterday for me. And this is just a small thing, but it's kind of a big thing because I have receipts coming out and I don't have a toner in my HP printer. And yesterday I realized, you know, I was getting blank spaces in my printing. So I went to the cabinet and I got the toner that I had gotten when I got my first toner at Micro Center. And so I brought it in, not knowing, oh, folks, these symbols, these letters are so important to the manufacturer, but to us, the lay people, we don't look at them. And so the 148X, which the HP printer requires from me, was 148A. So I tried putting the 148A into the printer. It won't work. It's not compatible. So I take it to Micro Center and I see if I can exchange it. Well, they had the whole section of the toners gone. I went to the return and I said, I would really like to get a refund or credit for this toner. And he looked at it. He says, ma'am, it's over a year since you got this toner, and our policy is only after 30 days you can't get any kind of return. I said, not even half of that refund? Because, you know, folks, a toner these days is like over $200. We're not talking small fries. And so I went home and I was not feeling really well. You know, it's like pure joy in the middle of a trial can seem like unreasonable request. When I read that today on my desk, I thought, wow, that is so true. And so I decided, well, you know what? I'm going to see if Kimberly, I did go to online to Amazon, or it was just toners for the HP printers. And I had the symbol for the HP printer. So I went through the list of people that handle the 148A, and that was not so much of the 148A toner, but not the 148X, which is over $200. Hello. So I call Kimberly, and I know she's an Amazon Prime member. I said, Kimberly, can you help me? Oh, she's been such a blessing to this ministry. And she said, what do you need, Mom? And I said, well, I was going to put in a new toner that I had in the cabinet, and it was a 148A instead of a 148X. And could you look and see if you can get a 148X with Amazon? Well, in about 5 minutes, she says, yeah, Mom, and you can get it by Thursday. I said, oh, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. So these little foxes that try to come in and distract you and destroy your happiness and your joy for the day. I just went home and I said, thank you, Lord. I have patience. I have patience for every good deed. So I know, I've been there, folks, and I know how frustrating it is sometimes when we have these little things that take up hours. It took up 2 or 3 hours. And so I'm so grateful. I'm grateful that you're listening. I'm grateful that you're hungering after the Word of God, because that's what gets you out of the fixes that we get ourselves in. So praise the Lord for answers to prayer, and praise the Lord that He does hear and answer our prayers. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And you can download all kinds of stuff from freedomstreet.org. Just go to that site, freedomstreet.org. And that's Call to Freedom and Fire and Rain Ministries. And you can get on the radio shows under the resources. You can see a newsletter for this month and various other teachings and the wonderful blogs that Kimberly puts out. It's just a really fun website now, and I appreciate Chris's work. You can also donate online, so remember that. The meeting is this Saturday, regular Call to Freedom meeting, March the 14th. And it looks like it's going to be a 70-degree day, just like it is today. And brunch is at 9:30, and the Call to Freedom meeting is at 11 o'clock, where we have really good Bible studies and a lot of discussion. We get into a circle, and there's a lot of time for you to discuss the subject at hand. If you would like to go to the restaurant, call me at 1-877-917-7256. And we are just looking forward to seeing you and having you at the brunch and also at the Call to Freedom meeting. Our memory verse for this week is Isaiah 61, verse 11. So the Lord God will cause, he will cause, we can't do it, He will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations through the self-fulfilling power of the Word. And you'll find that in the Amplified Bible. And in the Living, let's go to the Message. The Message translation of Isaiah 61:11 is, I will sing for joy in God, explode in praise from deep in my soul. He dressed me up in a suit of salvation. He outfitted me in a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom who puts on a tuxedo and a bride a jeweled tiara. For as the earth bursts forth with spring wild flowers, and as a garden cascades with blossoms, so the Master God brings righteousness into full bloom and puts praise on display before the nations by the self-fulfilling power of His Word. Remember Isaiah 55, verse 11 tells us the word that goes forth will never return void. As you begin to memorize that word and speak it forth, it will not return void. And I thank God for that promise. Yesterday, I was giving a few historical facts about Persia and the naming of the land of Iran. Now, we know that Persia, that name, is thousands of years old, and it first appears in the book of Esther in the Bible, where Xerxes, Ahasuerus, as the Hebrews call, he crowns Esther queen of Persia. And 150 years before Cyrus ruled in Persia, Isaiah prophesied about Cyrus being anointed of God. And you can find that in Isaiah 45. These things are so interesting. Well, I loved history, and maybe you didn't love history, but you've got to realize that God is bringing these countries back into view and into the front. And it's going to be that way. You can read through Daniel. You can read through Revelation. You can read through some of the books of the Old Testament and realize some of these countries are still alive. Ethiopia and Libya. And Putmet has changed its name, but you'll find that Persia is there. Cyrus was instrumental in freeing the Jews from their slavery, and he provided support for them to go back to their homeland, rebuilding Jerusalem with the walls and everything during the years of Nehemiah and Ezra. Cyrus conquered King Nebuchadnezzar and Babylon, and the Persian Empire lasted for 200 years before being defeated by Alexander the Great. And the Persians worshiped the creation rather than the creator, as so many people do. They love the creation, the trees, the mountains, the hills, the everything that is alive, created by God, folks, created by God. In the 1930s, Britain named Reza Shah to be the monarch of the country of Iran. It was Reza Shah who changed the country's name to Iran. And then during World War II, Winston Churchill, stated that the country should revert back to Persia because Iraq and Iran are so close in pronunciation that it was confusing. And in 1959, Reza Shah's son took over in Iran as leader. Back and forth and back and forth, Shah Mohammad Reza's son was deposed in the 1979 Islamic Revolution, and that gave them that title of Islamic Republic, and it was very much anti-U.S., and remember, they had captives and hostages for over 400 days in Lebanon. And I told you the very first time that John's pastor in Pasadena, the church that he attended, his son, Pastor Lee's son, Gary, was one of the hostages. So we really prayed earnestly for them to be freed, but it was not until after 400 days. And then the reason for all the strife and the manipulation, the political manipulation over the country of Iran was oil. Oil. And the rest of the world gave close attention to the huge oil reserves. Iran's oil and petroleum industry has influenced the politics, yes, politics of the whole world, especially since Russia and China are getting at least 40% of their oil and petroleum from Iran. And Trump is really going to try to have the Hormuz Strait freed from any kind of stalemate or any kind of obstacle to keep that oil flowing and the ships going through the strait. For many modern-day Iranians, they desire to have Persia back because of the great history. Persian literature and poetry and art and food are all recognized as cultural phenomena. The Persian Empire was vast and complex, a melting pot of religions, cultures, and civilizations. Why am I telling you all this? Because I want you to pray for the people. They've been under such oppression, and they have been so mistreated for so long, 47 years. And we want them free. We want them to know the freedom of being able to walk down a street, even if they are in opposition to what is going on. They will not be killed, as they, so many of them have been killed. The name Iran, on the other hand, is tied to the nation's turbulent 20th century history. Since 1979, there has been hatred toward the United States and Israel, with derogatory words by Ayatollah Khomeini after the 1979 Iranian Revolution. Khomeini used it in speeches to condemn U.S. foreign policy, especially during the Iran hostage crisis, calling the United States the Great Satan and Israel Little Satan. And you've heard those phrases for so long. And folks, I want to tell you today, God created us all to get along, this whole world. And that's why I love the verse of scripture that God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations through the self-fulfilling power of his word. It's only through his word. And his word also in Isaiah 45, verse 23, I have sworn by myself. He can't swear by us. We're fallible. We fall. We sin. So he can't swear by us. He has to swear by himself, which is perfect and true and faithful. The word has gone forth from my mouth in righteousness and will not turn back, that to me every knee will bow and every tongue will swear allegiance. And you'll find that in the book of Habakkuk and in other portions of scripture. You'll hear that every knee shall bow and every tongue will swear allegiance. In fact, you'll see it in Philippians 2. I believe it's around verse 10. People will come to the realization and the truth in saying, only in the Lord are these things happening. Hallelujah. Oh, we all have different reasons for looking at life in the way that we do. We go through different seasons in this life. when I was young and raising two daughters, it was a precious and yet really tough time, and I know some of you can identify with that. John and I looked out for them and wanted them to be secure in our love for them. And I desired a cozy home environment, although we were on the road all the time. And when we were traveling across the U.S. during the 70s when the girls were small, I wanted acceptance from all the churches where we were singing and respect for my children. And boy, some of those services started out icy. But I'll tell you, when the girls got up on the platform and began singing their beautiful little songs, it's wonderful to know that we can change the atmosphere of the place with the Word of God and with singing praise. That ice melted in so many churches, and we sang for every church, Lutheran, Methodist, Episcopalian, and then full gospel. And that ice just melted, and I wanted the people to accept our children. And they did. They really did. You can't imagine the different manners and customs in these United States from north to south and from east to west. And I wanted so much to get to the churches and conferences with plenty of time to set up the equipment and let the girls have some time to themselves. And that did not happen very often. We'd get into a church where the crowd was already there. They were seated, and we had to set up our equipment in front of them. But, oh, it was wonderful. It was a wonderful time, those 10 years that we traveled. As the girls grew up and entered their teens, wanting to be in band and choir, John and I knew that there needed to be changes. So we gave the motorhome to some dear friends, and John settled down to being employed. Whoa! Those were tough, life-changing years. Some of you know what I mean. When you're young and dumb, and you have to go through so many different scenarios and so many, you know, bruises, oh, it's giving up a lot of dreams and goals for your family. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. It's saying the slogan from The Chosen: get used to different. Thank you so much, Sherry. She brought that. She sent me a little note, and she had "get used to different" on the front of it. And boy, I'm saying that slogan so much. I can't seem to get away from that question that Kimberly posed to us last week. Who do you say that I am? In Matthew 16, some Pharisees and Sadducees badgered Jesus again, pressing him to prove himself to them. He said, "An evil and wanton generation is always wanting signs and wonders." It's still true today. Signs and wonders. I'm going to go to that service because they see signs and wonders. The only sign you'll get is the Jonah sign, or the sign of Jonah. And then he spun around and walked away. That's what he did. He spun around from all their accusations and walked away. Sometimes that's the best thing we can do. Just walk away from a confrontation. And on their way to the other side of the lake, the disciples discovered they had forgotten to bring along bread. In the meantime, Jesus said to them, "Keep a sharp eye out for the Pharisee-Sadducee yeast." Thinking he was scolding them for forgetting the bread, they discussed in whispers what to do. And Jesus knew what they were doing. He knows your thoughts. You're not getting anything past him. You're not getting away with anything. And he said, "Why all these worried whispers about forgetting the bread? You baby believers, haven't you caught on yet? Don't you remember the 5 loaves and bread and 5,000 people and how many baskets of fragments you picked up? Or the 7 loaves that fed 4,000 and how many baskets of leftovers you collected? Miracle upon miracle. Haven't you realized yet that the bread isn't the problem? The problem is yeast. Pharisee, Sadducee, yeast." Then they got it, the light bulb moment, that he wasn't concerned about eating, but teaching. That Sadducee kind of teaching, the error of the teachings of the Pharisees and Sadducees, who were the leaders at that time, the spiritual leaders. Jesus isn't interested in the physical as the spiritual ramifications of daily living. He wants you blessed in the physical, but he's so much more concerned about your spiritual learning in all of this. He wasn't concerned so much about me not getting the right toner at Micro Center. He was wondering what kind of response I would give, whether I would wring my hands and get worried and, oh, just not know what was going on, or if Holy Spirit could help me be directed and focused on an answer. And so I want you to know that he is so, so very interested in what you are doing spiritually. Jesus said, just one chapter before Matthew 15, in Matthew 15, verse 6, the tradition and teachings of man, that's the Pharisees, make powerless the word of God. That meaning in Matthew 15, 6 and 7 is this. By this hypocrisy, which they taught, you have made void the word of God, depriving it of force and authority and making it of no effect for the sake of your tradition handed down by the elders. Folks, I think a lot of churches have listened to the tradition of man, and they're going through all their little ceremonies and all their little hymnals and all their little things. And I'm not saying those are wrong, but they're getting away from the true and pure word of God. And I know some churches don't even mention the name of Jesus. Jesus goes on here in Matthew 15 by saying, you hypocrites, you pretenders, rightly did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said from Isaiah 29, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. But in vain do they worship me, for they teach as doctrines the precepts of men. Oh, I want you to know, friend, that Jesus is looking at your heart, and he's looking at the journey that we're on. And he is there every minute of your day. All he has for you is goodness and blessing. And that's what he wants you to do. He wants your hand to be in his hand as you walk along.
You may ask me how.
That's enough for me. When I know that he takes me by the hand every day, that's enough for me. It really is. I know that he's going to make sure that my prayers are answered And Holy Spirit, I just thank you for being with us. I thank you for being in the heart of every listener today as they're listening to the wonderful scripture. I know that in Matthew 16, when Simon Peter says, "You are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God," I mean, it wasn't his own physical voice that said that. That was an absolute revelation from God himself, because Jesus said, "My Father in heaven let you in on this secret of who I really am. And now I'm going to tell you who you really are. You are Peter now." He changed his name, Peter, a stone. And immediately Jesus refers to himself when he tells the other disciples that Peter had just spoken a revelation in saying that Jesus was the Messiah. This revelation, Peter, is a revelation. And it says this is the rock of revelation. I'm so glad that Kenneth E. Hagin spoke those words, on which I put together my church, a church so expansive with energy that not even the gates of hell will be able to keep it out. Oh, that rock of revelation is the bedrock foundation on which we stand, friend. And the gates of hell, the power of death, will not be able to overpower it. Folks, God is not building his church on Peter the disciple. He's building it on the revelation that we receive every day as Holy Spirit gives us unction and anointing. Don't pray that you will receive anointing. When Holy Spirit is in you, you are anointed. Amen. So when you do lay hands, when you pray for people, God is going to hear those prayers. Mark my word, he's going to do that for you. Oh, God bless you and keep you and keep you in concrete and foundation of who he is and what his name means, because that's the most important thing. Not who I am, but who Jesus is. He's the foundation of the rock on which we stand. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.